Everybody looks good.
Praise the Lord.
How many are new or just came this evening and we're not sure this afternoon? Okay. Great. Welcome.
Oh, how are you tonight?
This afternoon, I had shared a scripture from Isaiah 45.
我今天上午跟大家分享了一节，圣经在《以赛亚书》是什么章？That
says that He will give us treasures hidden in the darkness.
他要给我们隐秘的财富。And
then Bob spoke more on that this afternoon. This afternoon.
那鲍勃公司呢？他今天上午解释的更广。How
in dark times, like we want to cover up.
在我们人生的黑暗的时刻当中呢，我们往往让平常自己敞开面对。But that's the time that he said to open your eyes.
他应许我们，他要给我们暗中的。And he also shared this afternoon.
鲍勃公司他就在下午分享。How
the treasures that God gives us.
这个神如何把这样子的宝物赐给我们呢？Are
not for us.
而且这个宝物不是单单给我们的。They
are so that we can give them away.
但是因为我们领受了以后，我们可以给别人。
And so what I would like to do this evening is give away the treasure that was given to me. I like to tell stories, so I'm going to tell you my story. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. About four years ago, I woke up one morning, and I went to take a drink of water, and half the side of my face, one side of my face, was not working. As I took the drink of water, the water came back out on one side of my mouth. And I rubbed my eye and I thought, wow, that really hurt. And I looked in the mirror again. And my eye would not blink. So it was really scary for me. About 4 months prior to that happening, I had just moved to California. From the Midwest. I really believed in my heart that that I sensed that the Lord was saying for me to go ahead and move. So I moved from the state of Indiana to California. So for, at that time, a single woman to be moving across the United States. And going into a new place. Was definitely a step of faith. So when this happened to me, that morning that I felt half the side, half of my face was paralyzed. It was really scary. I called some people that I had just met, one in particular friend.
我那时候就打刚刚我认识的一个朋友，打电话给他。I
called Bob to pray for me.
我打电话给鲍勃公司，请他为我来祷告。
But the friend that I call, she is a full-time nurse and also a pastor of a church.
那个我打电话给那个朋友呢，他自己本身是一个护士，同时他也是一间教会的牧师。
And I told her what was happening with my face.
我告诉他我的脸到底是怎么回事的时候。
And she said, I'm going to come to your house.
他说他要马上来到你。
And I'm going to check, I'm going to give me an exam. I want to look at your, see how you're doing.
我要亲自来看你，我要来检查你到底发生什么事情。
And I was like, no, no, I said, really, you can just pray for me.
我说不不不，请你就是给我祷告就好了。
But she insisted, so she came to the house.
但是她坚持她一定要来，所以她来了。
And immediately when she saw me, she said, I'm taking you to the emergency room.
我看到我的妈妈马上就下定决定，就马上带我到那个紧急救护房。
That freaked me out even more.
那就让我更害怕，更难过。
Because I didn't have medical insurance.
因为我没有任何的保险，医疗保险。
So I think to myself, okay, you know, I have this going on, but how am I going to pay for the hospital?
其实我现在害怕就是说，我现在有这些的问题了，那我现在担心的就是说，这些昂贵的医疗费我怎么去付呢？
So the doctor examined me and he told me that I had Bell's palsy.
那个医生就告诉我说他诊断我是有半边麻痹的症状。
And so for I went back home and
回家以后
this pastor friend ended up taking care of me in her home for like 4 months.
那这位牧师的朋友呢，他始终呢在他自己的家里面照顾我4个月。
So I started getting better after, you know, the end of the 4 months.
所以我在差不多4个月之后呢，我就渐渐的逐渐恢复。
Moved back into my home.
我搬回到我自己的家。
And I got a relapse.
我又开始又复发了。
And the second time,
第二次呢
，I said I needed help to sit up in bed.
我第二次复发以后呢，我需要人帮助我呢，从床上坐起来。
I had to have assistance to walk, and I couldn't drive.
我必须要有人帮助我来走路，我自己没有办法开车。
So I went back to my friend's house.
我又重新回到我那个牧师朋友的房子。
Pretty much, I mean, I was in the bed because I had energy for me to walk like from here to the door. I was exhausted for the rest of the day.
如果我那个时候非常的虚弱，我必须要躺在床上。如果从我这边走到那个门，这样子差不多5-6公尺的距离的话，可能会花掉我一天所需要的精力。
How many know whenever you're going through something like that, you're used to doing activities and then nothing. It's you have a lot of time.
就是因为当因为你能想象，如果你的单位像我这个样子，躺在床上，有很多平常可以做的事情，你现在都没有办法做的时候，但你突然发现到你有很多的时间了。
I have a lot of time to think.
我有很多的时间来思考。
And it was a time of darkness.
这是一个黑暗的时刻。
But it was also a time of great light.
但是同时也正是一个一段非常光明的时刻。
I questioned God. It was like, I know I felt I was supposed to move to California.
我质问神，我说我知道神自己把我带你来到加州的。
So I'm asking a question. Why, God? Why?
所以我是在质问神的时候说，为什么你把我带到加州以后，让我发生这样的事？
I think I was asking the wrong question.
我想我是问错了问题。
Because He was giving me a precious gift.
因为他给了我一个非常宝贵的礼物。
People would tell me, why don't you go? You know, why don't you just go home and be with your family? Have your family take care of you.
人们呢就会来告诉我说，小林，你为什么不搬回去呢？跟你的父母住啊，跟你的家庭住啊。
But I thought, no, I know I'm supposed to be here.
我说不，我知道我应该是在加州。
At that time, I don't know if.Any of you heard of there was a healing revival going on in Lakeland, Florida?
我不晓得就是在超过4年前的时候，你有没有听过在佛罗里达 Lakeland 那边有一个所谓的医治复兴
many, many people got healed.
很多很多人都得到医治。
So I want to tell you my story.
我要告诉你我的故事。
Since I was late, much spent a lot of time spending and laying on the couch.
既然我已经花了很多的时间躺在这个沙发上面。
I would watch these healing revival meetings live over the internet.
我可以在网络上看到那个医治的特会里面所有的情况。
And so one night I was watching the program.
在有一天晚上呢，我看那个医治。
And my pastor friend was next door in the church teaching a Bible study.
就是我的牧师的朋友，他正在呢隔壁呢在教导这个圣经的这个查经。
And as I'm watching the program, I hear the minister give a word of knowledge.
那时我在看的时候呢，我这个牧师朋友正好呢神的灵降临在他身上，他说了一些知识的言语。
And he said, God wants to heal people with nerve problems in their face.
他说上帝现在要医治有神经问题的那些病患。
And so I didn't like say a prayer. I just thought in my mind.
那时候我好像不是在祷告，我只是有一个意念进入到我的脑筋里面。
I was saying, Lord, let him say Bell's palsy.
主啊，请你让他们讲说是这种半边麻痹症的症状。
Well, guess what?
我请你猜他说什么。
The next thing I know, I hear him saying, God wants to heal Bell's palsy.
我就下一秒钟我就听到那个主持人他就讲说，神要医治你半边麻痹症了。
That was going on in Florida.
那是在佛罗里达州发生的事情。
I was laying on a couch here in Northern California.
我现在在北加州躺在这个沙发上面看这个电视。
And I get a phone call. A call on my cell phone.
我的手机呢响了。
And a friend that I had met in Indiana.
我一个在印第安纳认识的一个朋友。
I hadn't seen in almost a year.
我跟他大概有一年都没有见面了。
Someone had told her.That I was sick and what I had.
有人告诉他说，我发生了一些什么事情，所以他知道我的情况。
And so she called.
所以他打电话给我。
And she said, I don't know if you've heard about the healing revival here in Florida.
他说我不知道你是不是听过有关于佛罗里达州的那个医治复兴呢。
And I said, yes, I said, I'm watching it live right now.
是的，我现在看，我现在正在看实况转播。
And she said, well, he just said, that God wants to heal Bell's palsy. I heard that you have had a Bell's palsy.
Yeah, 我刚刚听到这个人讲说他要医治有半边麻痹的，我想你有这个症状，不是吗？
It just so happened, she was in a meeting there in Lakeland, Florida.
我那是想到的是，他打电话就正在佛罗里达当场的那个医治特会当中。
When she heard,The minister speak out that word of knowledge.
当他听到这个讲员呢把这个症状讲出来的时候
，She says, "That's for my friend."
他就是在想说，这是为了小丽这个 friend。
And the young man sitting in the row in front of her.
有一个年轻人坐在他前面的那一排的。
He turns around and he says, "Do you have a cell phone?"
他转过身来就问那个他的朋友说：“你不是有一个手机吗
？”And she's like, "Why is this kid asking me if I have a cell phone?"
我就想，小伙子为什么要问我有没有手机呢
？And he asked her again, "Do you have a cell phone?"
那么他这个小伙子又问他了一次，第二次问他你有没有手机呢
？And she says, "Yes."
啊，我有啊。
And he said, "Well, call your friend."
那么这个小伙子居然跟他讲说，打电话给你的朋友啊。
So she called me.
所以他就那个当场就打了电话。
I just want to tell you, God is the detail.
我就要告诉你，这个是非常详细的。
And it doesn't matter where you're at.
不管你在身在何处。
It doesn't matter the distance.
也不管说你有多远。
God is God. And the Holy Spirit.And prayer, there is no distance.
对圣灵来讲，这个祷告是没有距离的。 that.
So when she told me about that, she said, what do you want to do?
所以当时打电话问我，打电话给我的时候，他问我说：“我现在要做什么呢？我现在怎么办呢？”
I said that works for me.
我就说哦，这个意思是给我的。
So yeah. So she said, "Well, you want me to go to the platform?" I said, "Yes."
然后你要我到这个台上去跟他们讲吗？
And so as she starts walking, making her way to the platform,
准备开始往这个台上走
I began to have like feeling in the side of my face.
我就开始在我这个半边麻痹的脸这边开始有一些的感觉了
That I hadn't had any feeling in months.
我这个已经几个月没有一点感觉了
And so when she got up to the platform,
她刚上台的时候
there was a long line of people waiting.
有一长队。
So she goes up to the minister's assistant.
然后他就到了那个服侍的那个那当天讲员的那个旁边帮助的人。
And she says, I'm responding to a word of knowledge.
他就告诉那个人说，我是来回应你刚刚讲的一个知识的言语。
From my friend who's a missionary.
是为我一个宣教士的朋友。
And she used to work for Gadolini Ministry, Argentine Ministry.
她在阿根廷。
Uh-huh.
她曾经在阿根廷做宣教士。
Yeah, and so the man says, oh, I know the Argentine Minister.
她就是这个阿根廷的宣教士。
Come with me.
她跟我来。
You don't have to wait in the line.
你是要等那么长的那个长龙。
So he put her up to go up on the platform next.
So 他就把她带到这个台上就在那个讲员的旁边。
So you get the picture. All this is happening, and I'm still on the cell phone.
那你知道这个事情在发生的时候，我还是在另外一端的手机上面。
So as she steps on the platform,
所以当她走到这个台上的时候
，she tells the minister Todd Bentley.
她告诉那个 Todd Bentley
that.That she was responding to that word knowledge.
她是在回应这个刚刚所讲的那个那个知识的言语。
For her friend in California.
为她那个朋友呢是在加州的。
So he asked her for the cell phone.
那这个他呢就说，哎，你把那个手机给我。
And he begins to pray.
他开始就为我祷告。
And as he's praying,
当他祷告的时候。
Felt like a ball of fire hit the top of my head.
我就感受到就好像一团的火球就降临在我的头上。
And literally, I'm not exaggerating. It was like lightning was going through my body.
好像就是一团火就贯穿我整个全身。
I'm laying on the couch, okay?
我本来是躺在这个我的沙发上面。
And my legs are flying up off of the couch like this.
我的脚好像这样抬起来了。
And I'm on the phone saying, my body's on fire, my body's on fire.
我在电话就大叫喊，就说我的身体着火了，我的身体着火了。
And my pastor friend is walking through her front door.
我的那个牧师的朋友正好呢从门外进来。
And she's a nurse, right?
她是一个护士记者吗？
And she's thinking, oh my gosh, she's having a convulsion.
天哪，她现在是痉挛当中。
I'm going to go call the ambulance.
我要赶快叫救护车来
了。And she just heard the Holy Spirit speak to her.
她当时呢，她正好圣灵也提醒她
saying.What's what I'm going to do?
这里当时就告诉他你要看我要怎么做。
For the next probably 3 to 4 hours.
在接下来的3-4个小时当中。
I cannot tell you my words can't describe the presence of God.
我没有办法用语言来形容神的存在。
He was giving me a beautiful treasure.
他在当时给我一个很美、很宝贵的宝藏。
The healing power of Jesus touched my body.
耶稣基督的医治大能正在触摸。
I hardly had any energy.
我几乎没有任何的精力。
Before, just like I shared with you, for me, just to walk a small distance.
我刚刚告诉你们，就是说，即使是一个很短五六公尺的距离，都会用到我很大很多的精力去走路。
Or to do something simple like take a shower.
或者是做一些很简单的动作，像冲个淋浴。
That was my energy for the whole day.
那可能就是我一天的精力都会用掉。
But God.
但是上帝。
He raised me up.
他把我拯救起来。
And you know, I said that He gave me a treasure.
那你知道吗？我要告诉你们，他给我一个宝贝。
It wasn't just one treasure.
它不是只有一个宝贝而已。
My healing was my treasure.
我的这个医治的能力是一个宝贝。
But what treasure even greater than that?
但是比那个更宝贵的是什么呢？
Was a revelation of the love of my heavenly Father for me.
那是一个天父的爱就在当时对我显现。
I can remember years ago.
我可以记起来，在几年之前。
Before I married Bob.
在我跟爸爸结婚之前。
I can remember telling a friend.
我可以记得我正在告诉一个朋友。
I don't know what love is.
我不知道什么叫做爱情。
And at that time, I was doing missionary work myself for probably 10-11 years before I met Bob.
在遇到。我现在的先生到了之前呢，我已经做了十几年的宣教士。
And I told my friend,
我告诉我的朋友，
How can I do what I'm doing if I don't even know what the love of God is?
我如果不知道什么是神的爱的话，我怎么能够去做我这些宣教士的工作呢？
So just like I said, I was asking the wrong question. Why, God? Why?
就像我刚刚说的，我是在问一个错误的问题。
I think a better question.
我想一个更好的问题应该是
would have been, what do you want to show me?
应该是问说，主啊，你到底要告诉我什么呢？
What did he want me to understand?
他到底要我去理解
是好什么呢？ Remember Moses said that he just did not want to learn, know the acts of God, the miracles. He wanted to know his ways.
他记得摩西吗？他不是需要去知道这个奇迹的神，他要知道神做事的法则是什么。
His treasures that he gives us.
他这些宝藏、宝贝给我们的是什么呢？
Like what I'm describing happened to me.
就像我刚刚跟你们讲的，我曾经遭遇过这些的医治奇迹。
Was a revelation.
是一种启示。
Of his love for me.
是他的奇妙爱的启示。
I can't begin to tell you how I felt.
我要告诉你们，我不知道用什么语言来形容我的感觉是什么。
I was more impacted that my heavenly Father.
我好像就是在跟我的天父这样融在一起。
Cared so much.
他这么样子的爱我。
That I'm not even in the same state. Florida.
我真的不是在佛罗里达州，我是在加州。
So far away, and I didn't even have the words come out of my mouth. But it was a desire in my heart of like, Lord. I don't think I can go on. I can't go on like this.
我不能够再继续这样下去。
Because the doctors were telling me it could be a year.
因为医生告诉我说，你可能要几年的时光才能够恢复。
Or it could be a lot more time than that.
或者是说更长的时间，你可能都一直要这样。
But he raised me up.
但是他苏醒了我。
And as I was experiencing the presence and the power of God, I just remember hearing him say, what I'm giving you is not just for you. It's for you to give away.
So you love me to give to you.
And I've had many opportunities to give it away. This afternoon, Bob said that sometimes the difficulty that you're going through after you come out of the tunnel, there's someone there with the same problem. And you're able to give away the treasure that he gave you. There's more. Probably about a year and a half after that, I got hit with it on a third time. But on the opposite side. And at that time, we were about to go to Honduras. And this was going to be my first time to go to Honduras with Bob. I believe the word was showing me something else. I mean, sickness is not from God, okay? I always want to make sure that's understood. But Bob was ready to call off the trip. And I said, please let me pray. I said, I just want to hear from God myself. And he said, well, I'm going to pray too, you know, but he was ready to call off the trip. And after some time, I just really felt like the Lord was saying to go, go. He was going to carry me through. Well, the physical aspect, I mean, the energy, I mean, was one thing. But I had to deal with, I'm thinking, how can Bob take his new wife with a lopsided thing? And introduce me to his friends there in Honduras. I felt ashamed. And Bob's response was, he said, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. He says, I know. Anyway, he tells me, says, I know who you are on the inside. When we were there in Honduras, one of the places that we ministered was a very poor area. They met outdoors, so they didn't have a building.
布道。
And we noticed that the pastor's wife wasn't in the meeting.
我们注意到那个牧师的太太不在我们的那个会议当中。
And after the meeting was over with, he asked if we could go and pray for his wife.
在这个特会结束以后呢，他问我们是不是可以到他家里面去为他的太太祷告。
Who was sick?
他太太那时候正在生病当中。
And when he took us to their bedroom,
他当这个牧师呢带我们到他的那个卧房里面的时候。
And I saw her face.
我看他的脸。
Yeah, she had what I had.
她正在患我同样的病。
I thought, I've got compassion to pray for you.
我就跟她讲说，我跟你有极大的怜悯，我来为你祷告。
So I was able to pray for her.
我就坐下来为她祷告。
I don't know who cried more.
我哭得比较多，还是那个病人哭得比较多。
But I mean, it's happened. And in fact, it happened in Hong Kong. One of the leaders there was sick.
有一次我在香港的时候，我们遇到一个情况，就是有一个领袖呢，他也是生病了。
And we went to his home.
我们也到他的家里面。
And guess what?
猜猜看什么事？
Yeah.
同样的事情。
Did the same thing. We were able to pray for him.
我也是这样的人。很有怜悯的为他来祷告。
I could share with you many countless stories of people that have been healed. Sorry for myself.
我可以告诉你有很多类似的事件呢，很多的人因此得到了医治，除了我以外，还有很多人得到了。
But again, the times of difficulty are the times to open our eyes.
但是我要回到我的主题，就是在我们困难的时刻呢，你要打开你属灵的眼睛，因为是正是你得到全宝贝的时候。
He was revealing and giving me a gift of his love.
他在向我显示说，他要将他的爱借着这样的事情来赐给我。
I can tell you so many other things that I've learned in the journey with my physical problems.
我可以告诉你说，我这个身体上这个疾病呢，在这个过去几年当中，我所经历的很多很多的事情，从这件事情里面，我影响了很多人。
When he gives his blessings, says the blessings of the Lord make rich.
那这样子呢，透过我这样子的提示呢，让许多人得到神的很多的祝福。
And they add no sorrow with it.
而且并不加上忧虑。Amen. 这种圣人不是不加上忧虑的。Amen.
There have been people that have been healed from my being able to share my testimony.
有些人得到医治以后呢，也许可以去分享他的见证。
I shared one story over a dinner, but I'd just like to share it with the rest of you.
我像我们刚刚有跟分享了一个医治的见证，那我想现在再跟你们分享一下。
Sometimes we limit God.
有一些时候我们意见很限制，限制limit。
You're doing great. It doesn't matter if we have, you know, what condition we're in.
事实上，不管你在任何的情况、
情景当中， It's about who he is.
而是他是。
And sometimes it takes a step of faith.
有些时候呢，你必须要跨出那信心的一步。
One of the times recently, Bob and I were in China.
我们最近呢有一次到中国去。
And we had been in Taiwan and in China. We had been away like almost 6 weeks. About 6 weeks.
我们那时候已经离开家大概已经六个礼拜了。我们是在台湾跟中国大陆转来转去。
And the very last meeting.
就在最后一个特会当中。
At the 现在 six weeks
在那个六个礼拜当中的最后一站。
I'm so physically exhausted.
我们身体上已经很累了。
I was like burnt toast.
我的屁股已经快要倒地了。
And Bob ended up ministering at this last meeting.
那个 Bob 公司呢，开始在这个
会议
当中。
And he asked me, he says, "Would you like to greet the people?"
他问我说，你要不要跟那些人们打声招呼啊？
I didn't do anything, I continued to sit there.
我没有做什么，我在看有人坐在那。
And I heard the same thing, there's someone that's been diagnosed with cancer.
我又听到一次，就是说有人被检定出已得了癌症。
So it's like, okay, I know I need to show Bob.
我必须要告诉鲍勃牧师。
So I got up on the platform and I whispered to him what I heard.
我就从刚才呢，我就在耳边轻声地告诉他我听到了，好不好？
So he has the microphone. But I've never ever prayed for this one before.
我就说我从来没有这样子来为人家祷告过。
And so I just said, I said, there's someone here.
我就当众的宣布说有人。
I said, the Lord told me that someone has been diagnosed with cancer.
那个我的神告诉我说，我们当中有人最近刚刚被检验出有癌细胞。
And for the longest time, there was no response.
那时候有很长一段时间没有人回应。
I think, okay, I know what I heard.
我知道，我听到了些什么。
So finally, in the back of the room.
所以最后呢，在那个后面那排有一个人。
A lady stands up.
有位女士站起来。
And she says, "It's not me."
她说不是我。
But it's my father.
是我的爸爸。
He went to the doctor this week.
他这个礼拜去医院。
And he was diagnosed with cancer.
他刚刚被检验出他有癌症。
And so, I asked, would it be okay if everyone prays for your father?
我就问他，可不可以，好不好让我们全会众的人为你爸爸祷告？
He wasn't in the meeting.
他并不是在那个特会当中。
And so everyone prayed.
所以每一个人都为他祷告。
So after that, Bob and I ended up coming back to the United States.
那个特会完了以后，我就被召回到美国。And
a couple of weeks passed by.
这个两个礼拜过后。
And I got an email.
我收到了一封 email.
From a sister that goes to that church.
从一个教会的一个姐妹。
And she told me, she says, "I don't know if you've heard the report already."
我不知道你是不是听到了这个结果。
But remember the sister that said her father had been diagnosed with cancer?
你记得吗？你曾经在最后一场的这个特会当中，你跟一个姐妹说有人得到了刚刚被检验出有炎症癌症。
And she said she shared the testimony that her father went back to the doctor, was examined, and is cancer free.
他就告诉我说，这个父亲呢，这个姐妹的父亲呢，又回到了医院，再次做检查，就会发现所有的癌症的细胞通通都不见了。
We found out that he didn't even live in the same city.
我们发现到他根本也不是住在同样一个城市里边。
He was in a different city.
他们在不同的城市当中。
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's like many, many opportunities to give away the treasure.
有很多的机会，你可以从神身上你得到的宝贝呢，可以赠送给你的朋友。
And it's not just been like in a church meeting.
这并不是说只有在我的去教会的聚会当中。
A few days after I was healed.
在我被医治的过后几天呢。
I was standing in line at a restaurant getting ready to order my food.
我是在那个餐厅里面呢，我在排队要 点我的餐的时候
and I hear the Holy Spirit saying the lady next to you has pain in her foot
我听到圣灵跟我讲说在你旁边的这位的女士呢她的脚有很脚痛
This was all new to me, okay?
这些对我来讲都是新鲜的，从来没发生过。
And so I heard the same thing again.
我又听了这个声音又第二次了。
But this time he was saying she has pain in her left foot.
这是告诉我更详细的，就是说是在她的左脚里面。
So I told my pastor friend that's the nurse, she was with me.
那时候我那位牧师朋友呢，他也是正好跟我在一起，所以我就把这个我听到的告诉了他。
And she said, well, what are you going to do?
那么他就问我说，那你要做什么呢？
You're not going to see this person again.
你再也不会见到这个人了、啊、你可能这次今天再不跟他讲的话就见不到他了。
So I'm like, okay, I'm going for it.
好吧，那我就告诉他。
So I went up to the lady.
我就到那个女士旁边。
Excuse me.
对不起。
Could I ask you a question?
抱歉，可不可以问你一个问题？
Do you have pain in your foot?
你
是不是今天你的脚很痛吗？I didn't have the guts to tell her you have pain in your left foot.
我并没有勇气告诉她是在你的左脚。
And she just looked at me, she said, yes.
她就是听了以后她说要回答说是的。
And so I asked her, I said, I don't know if you have what, if you believe in God.
我不晓得你就是相信神的。
Or if you believe in Jesus.
或者是你相信耶稣。
And she said,I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒啊。
And I'm like, cool. So then I asked her, would it be okay if I pray for you?
是不是方便的话，我可以为你来祷告呢？
And she said, sure.
好啊。
So we, she ended up coming outside.
所以呢，她就我们昨天晚上走出了那个餐厅。
And as I was praying for her foot.
当我为她的脚来祷告的时候。
Sometimes it's like you get a little bit.
有的时候好像说你给了一些了以后呢。
And as you begin to pray.
当你开始祷告。
The Lord gives you more.
等于给你更多，给你更多的信息。
As I was praying.
在我祷告的时候。
The Lord was showing me that it was a generational curse.
他告诉我说这个来源是祖宗的咒诅。
And that I should pray to break that curse.
但我
应该。
要断开这个祖宗的咒诅，就断开这个管咒的灵。
Off of her body,
是从她的身体当中。
And off of her children,
完全的出去，从她的。
And her children's children,
儿子已经从她的下几代里面完全的要离开。
So I just said a very simple prayer.
我就是讲了一个非常简单的祷告。
And then I asked her, I said, how do you feel?
那我就问她说，你今天感觉怎么样？
She said, the pain's gone.
她说那个痛完全的离开了。
She had had arthritis for years.
她有这个骨质疏松症已经好久了。关节炎。关节炎。
And she said the pain was gone.
她说这个疼痛已经离开了。
And she also told me that her son was going to the doctor the following week.
她告诉我说，她的儿子呢，下礼拜也要去那个骨科医生里面。
To be examined.
她再次被检查。
For the same thing.
同样的问题。
Now, I don't know what happened.
我不知道后来接下来发生了什么事情。
But I believe that the treasure that the Lord gave me.
但是我相信这个宝贝神给我的。
I gave it away.
我已经
给出去了。And
it's,
he's the healer.
耶稣是医治者。
So whether it's healing.
管是医治。
For love or kindness.
爱，或者是恩慈
，a word of encouragement，
或者是一个安慰的话语
，with the same comfort that we have been comforted，
是我们在痛苦当中得到的安慰呢，我们就可以走
出去。We can win others，
我们要给我们需要的朋友们。
Amen。
Amen。
I would like to ask，
我想问大家。
Would it be okay if?
是不是大家可以接受
？Remember, for those of you that weren't here this afternoon.
那些今天下午上午当中的。
The Lord has given Bob a word knowledge. About someone with a blood disorder. Blood infection.
那个血的那个感染。
And so my sister here shared that she is leaving for Taiwan on Monday.
她礼拜一要回台湾。
Did your father?
她的stepfather。
That has a blood infection is in the hospital.
她是在那个败血症在医院里。
That is very, very serious.
是一个很严重的败血症。
So, would it be okay if everyone would join?
我们当中的每一位可以一起来为杰米的继父来祷告。
And praying for the sister's stepfather.
I think this is not only for our sister's stepfather.
I think this is not only for our sister's stepfather.
I think this is for everybody in this
room.
Early today, remember, I didn't want to be rude, but I kept hearing about the blood.
我们早些的时候呢，我不想太粗鲁啊，甚至我一直听到这个神在告诉我关于这个血的感染性的。我也许我听错了。我不会觉得很尴尬，如果我说错了。
我学到的就是说，如果我在灵里面听到什么，我宁愿是我说错了，而不愿意保持它不说出来。 Maybe this is like the lady that Charlene had to work for in China.
也许就是好像是小林在 China 这种场合之当中，他所听到类似的情况，今天在这里发生。我们要为杰米的继父来祷告。
但是我相信，在我们祷告的时候，这个是会有一些恩高的恩赐。因为你要开始要相信上帝。也许你已经很相信上帝了。有些时候呢，你会听到这个最温柔的声音。
Doesn't have to be in church.
In a restaurant.
或是在餐厅当中,
Safeway.
Wells Fargo.
When your mother-in-law comes to visit.
或者是你的,
Now, I could say when I heard a blood, blood infection or something. Maybe the same thing that maybe you would say. Oh, it's just me. Well, it is you. Listen to me. It's your heart. It's your mind. Yes, it's true. But it's also the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Step out. God will honor your faith.
他会遵从你的信心。So
as we pray,
然后呢，请祷告呢。
We're going to commission this family.
我们要差派这个家庭。
To pray for this man.
为这个他的继父来祷告。
I don't usually ask people to raise their hand or stand up or anything like that.
我通常不会叫人家举手或者站起来的。
Just this one time.
但是就今天这么一次。
If you'll say, not only will I pray,
那不仅仅是我会祷告
and agree
或者也同意
but I want this thing
我也要这样这次的信心
and we stand up if you want to
如果你要的话请你站起来
He also has not only the blood infection, but he also has tuberculosis. So, that is not a problem.
不仅是有败血症，还是有肺结核。
Thank you, Father.
感谢天父。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
We know that you are the healer.
我们知道你是医治者。
And there is no distance.
这里没有距离，都没有限制。
You are everywhere.
你是充满全地。
And Lord,
哦主啊
we just thank you.
我们就是要来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord. I thank you for being able to share my testimony.
哦，谢谢主，让我有这个机会来分享我的见证。
And Lord.Even the very word testimony,
主啊，这只是在我这个在我见证的每一个字当中
，it means to do it again.
是，意思就是说，让这个见证再重复一次。
So we're just thanking you for doing it again.
我们就来谢谢你，你还要再做一次。
And Lord, we just we thank you.
主啊，我要再次感谢你。
Holy Spirit，
亲爱的圣灵
，We thank you for your presence。
我们谢谢你在我们当中。
And that you are present with her stepfather。
你也同样的与杰米的妻子同在。
Send your ministering angels now。
请你差遣。你的福音的天使
Send your healing angels
开启的奇迹式的天使
And touch his body
现在就触摸他的身体
We declare that his lungs be made brand new
我们在这里宣告他的肺道完全的畅通
And create a miracle for his respiratory system
让这个通道性的这个奇迹能够发生在那个败血症当中。
We release the word.
我们要宣告我们的话语。
For healing,
医治。
And you promise.
因为你答应我们。
If your word doesn't come back empty,
你的话绝不突然反悔。会成就你所说的话。
The purpose for which we're sending it.
这个为我们能够达到这个目的而要说出来的话。
And Lord, you also promise.
主啊，而且你曾经答应。
That wherever two or more gather.
当我两三个人聚集在一起的时候。
A touching on anything in agreement.
我是在触摸或者是说共同同意某件事情的时候。
That you hear.
你就会垂听我们的祷告。
And you respond.
你会回应我们的祷告。
Okay. We're thanking you for healing our brother right now.
我们感谢你，你已经正在医治我们的弟兄。
The power of your name, Lord Jesus.
你的大能，你的大能的名。
The power of your blood.
你的大能的宝血。
Lord, cleanse his blood. With it now.
会洁净他的血。
Curse every infection.
我们咒诅这一些所有细菌的感染。
Command it to go in the name of Jesus.
我们那些感染的细菌现在就离开。
We declare this brother will live.
我们宣告这个弟兄会活下来。不会死亡。
Declare the works of the Lord.
这个就是在主里面所宣告的话语。
We declare glory, salvation.
我们宣告主的救赎。
Healing. Deliverance.
释放。
For this brother.
为这位弟兄。
We just thank you, Father, for recreating everything in his body. Release your healing power in his body. We release the glory of God. And Lord, we thank you for the good report. Healing is the children's bread. And we thank you for healing his body. And Lord, we can say never to return. Reverse all problem in his lung from his tuberculosis. Let him see your hand. Let him receive your love, Father. And let him see you. Let his brother be a voice for you. And we thank you for the many treasures that you're giving him. Provide many opportunities for him to give it away. Lord, we release healing. We release the gift of healing. Lord, we release the gift of healing. Lord, for every soul. Lord, I thank you for healing. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. Pearl. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing. Lord, the treasure that you've given me, I'm giving it away. Thank you, Lord. And Father, Lord, I declare your peace over my sister. Lord, for every person that is here, Lord, that is wanting to receive, Lord, I say, I release the gift of healing. Lord, I release the gift of healing. Lord, let healing be released in this
room.
And let it be given away, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing be released. Receive the gift of healing. The treasures 是这一切
哦，
你那么乖
哦，被他欺负了，会给你们
了。The victory that he's given you will be victory for others.
哦，他给你们一些的责任，你将来成为你要给出去的责任。
So comfortable, son, that it is meant to carry on. True.Show who will go, 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 start our time, baby, 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 baby. Share our time, baby, stand up. More, 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 more. Show our time, baby, stand up. Rush our time, baby, stand up. Stand up, baby, baby. Hold our time, stand up. Healing, 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 healing. the commandments and so will fulfill. Written in the darkness. Christ, I see you from the top. Open your eyes. Now everything you say is true. Some of you, you're in darkness now. So financial pressure.
Stretch out your hands over right now.
不要再做为他做这样 talk about the details， 我们不要谈任何伤心的事情。
Her daughter is suffering，
他的他跟他的女儿也心里有不
平。There's anger，
有些的愤怒。
Misunderstanding，
有些的误会。
The enemy just stand up for him。 Spanish.
Audio recorder,
或者是这个录音机
We send the prayers by email.
我们用那个 email 送的这些祷告的录音。
Or we do it live on Skype.
或者在 Skype 上面呢，我们就是及时的用。
God connects nations across us.
从神呢连接这个连接这个国家，透过这个不同的大西洋或太平洋。
So beautiful.
太美了。
Thank you for your prayers.
感谢你们的祷告。
Thank you for your help.
谢谢你们的帮助。
Others can't pay for us, you know.
好的，就是他们不可能负担我们的旅费。
Somehow the money comes.
有些人真的是能够帮助我们。如果有一些人钱财能够帮助
Other nations pray.
其他的国家的祷告。
Just one last story.
最后一个告告诉你们过去。
We were in Taiwan and Shenzhen for 6 weeks in February and March.
我们在从二月到三月当中有6个礼拜在台湾一个地方。
While you were there,
在我在那个地方的时候
，a good friend of mine, a pastor in Honduras,
在洪都拉斯一个好朋友一个牧师
was murdered,
是被谋杀了。
Right in front of his house.
就在他的房子的前面。
It was like somebody hit me on the stomach.
好像这个人用他的拳头打了我腹中一拳一样。
A very good man.
他是一个非常好的人。
This is a man who met with the president of Honduras.
这个人是他跟洪都拉斯总统相见面的。
Pray for him.
而且为他祷告的这个牧师。
We asked the saints in Taiwan.
我们在台湾要求台湾的圣徒。
And then later again in Shenzhen.
在后来我们在深圳的时候呢，也是同样的要求。
To pray for this pastor and his family.
为这个牧师跟他的家庭来祷告。
And for their church.
而且为他们的教会来祷告。
We turned on the video recorder.
我们把那个整个的过程都拍下来，录像拍下来。
And they began to pray like I've never seen.
他们开始来为他们祷告，我好像从来没有看到这样的。
Maybe someday, brother, I can show you the video.
也许有天我会告诉让你来看这个。
States in mainland China.
这个在中国大陆的政府
stretching out their hands toward this brother.
伸手为这对在刚刚被谋杀的家庭来祷告。
We don't only go to preach.
我们到那边去不是仅仅去那边传道而已
We go to connect
我们去那边做个连结
Connection
做连结
It is a very large word in the kingdom right now
这个在神的国度里面是一个很多的国家在一起
Because nations in this world they have war
因为在各国当中呢都有战争在发生
Weapons of mass destruction
这些毁灭性的武器很多很多
Nations hate each other.
各国互相仇视。
But not in the kingdom of God.
但是在神的国度里面，我们不
是。Kingdom of God, we don't have war between nations.
在神的国度里面，国家与国家之间是互相攻打。
One nation can pray for another nation.
一个国家的圣徒可以为另外一个国家的圣徒来祷告。
I'll tell you something, Pastor.
我告诉你。
What I believe.
我相信。
I believe just like every man has a gift, every woman has a gift.
就像我们人每一个人都身上有圣灵的恩赐一样
And a calling
每个人都有呼召
I believe every nation has a calling
我相信每一个国家都有它本身的呼召
A special purpose
有一个特别的目的
I believe that China has a purpose
我相信中国有一个特别的目的
Russia has a purpose
俄罗斯有一个特别的目的
Honduras has a purpose
洪都拉斯有一个特别的目的
And when one nation prays for another nation
当一个国家为另外一个国家来祷告的时候
The purposes of God can be expressed and the glory of God will be on the earth.
神的他的总体性的目标会整个的散布在神的国度的各个国家里面。
Charlene and I are doing our little part.
我们两个人只是做其中一个小部分而已。
And we are happy that you
are helping us. 也可以在这个地方也分享到这样的事。
Thank you very, very much.
谢谢各位。
Healing for the nations.
要为各国的医治
Healing for the nations.
各国之间要从神那里得到。
You are part of the healing of the nations.
是这个整个的国度性的医治当中的一个成分。
You help us go.
你帮助我们去的时候。
You are saying yes to Jesus.
你也是在说是的。
we hope we can be helpful to you.
我们也同时也希望我们也能够帮助你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.